13 past four. Well, Tauranga's new multi-millionaire has today donated $200,000 to local Tauranga charities. Lou Te Kite will give $100,000 to the Waipuna Hospice and another $100,000 to the Health Foundation Trust. Lou won $10 million in the Lotto Powerball a few weeks ago, and his first reaction was to crack on with buying his wife Val her dream home. But no, she got a bit stroppy about that. She told Lou that he could get stuffed with his fancy plans. Lou Te Kite is with me now. Hello to you, Lou.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. First of all, I want to talk to you about the dream house that you were going to buy your wife. What was her reaction?
No, she felt that she wasn't being heard, and I was making all the decisions, and I hadn't sought her input. She wasn't very happy with that. But the thing is all she wanted really was probably just a few things added on to make our lives a bit more comfortable. But she wanted to retain the essence of our home of 30 years.
You've also gifted a lot of money to the hospice, also the Health Foundation Trust. Why in particular did you gift to those two charities?
Actually, I've gifted to three charities, $100,000 to each. And the third charity, of course, which you didn't miss, is the Diabetes Foundation.
Wonderful.
So, yes, it's $300,000 in total to those three charities. I chose those charities in particular because they were charities that did a lot of work in the area where a lot of Māori people end up becoming, you know, statistics and clients for. So that's really why I chose those three charities. Of course, I apologise to many other charities that are just as worthy, but those were the three that I've chosen.
How is it sitting with you now, Lou? I mean, for so many people, I know my mother takes a lotto ticket and has done for a couple of decades now every week. Everyone always thinks about that lotto moment, and you had that lotto moment. What was it like when you first found out, and how is it sitting with you now?
Well, when I first found out, it seemed, you know, so surreal. I couldn't comprehend it, really. In fact, I didn't even know about it on the night of the draw. I didn't know until 8:30 on the night after, which was a Sunday evening, when I got back from the Tangi at my local marae, and I found out that I had mail. And all it did say to me was that I'd won a prize. So it didn't elaborate on certainly the significance of the prize. So I had to wait until Monday morning to find that out. Yeah, so...
And so you called and they said, what, you've won $10 million?
Well, no, they weren't as straightforward as that. What they did was take me through a lot of security questions to ensure that I was indeed that person. When they were satisfied, then they did say to me that I had won a major prize. And I said, well, how much was it? And they said, it is the prize. So it took me a little while to comprehend that they meant that it was the top prize. Yeah, so that's how I received it. And I'd rather, I suppose, nonplussed. And I said to them that I don't really believe it. I'll believe it when I see it in my bank. And so I asked them, when would that be, you know, possible? And they told me it would be 48 hours before it would be put in my bank. And so on, that was the Wednesday morning. I checked, and yes, it was there, and there's quite a significant amount. And of course, that's where it really hit home to me that I had won.
Lou, that's quite a lot. That's quite a lot of zeros, Lou. That's quite a lot of zeros in your bank account.
That was a lot of zeros. A lot of zeros. My account certainly wasn't used to that.
Just extraordinary. And so I guess it sinks in and you think, what am I going to do with it? Well, we know you've given to three charities. You're going to modify the family home. You've got a bit of change left over, Lou. What do you think you'll do with the rest of it?
Oh, firstly, I will ensure that my grandchildren's generation will continue to reap the benefits of their legacy long after I've gone. So I'm putting things in place now to ensure that that is the case. I suppose on the entertainment front, I'm just on the superannuation, but I've always budgeted. I've never smoked, so I've had a little bit of discretionary spending. And every week I used to like to have a little wee flutter on the horses. Now, last weekend, I couldn't get motivated to have a flutter on the horses. I thought, well, hell, where in the past I'd have been lucky if I'd made $100 in the day. I'd have been really, really lucky. I couldn't get enthused because I thought, well, hell, I can never win as much as what I've got now. So, the real interest in having a flutter on my horses that I've been doing for a number of years as a pastime, an interest in a hobby, is no longer there. So, certainly I'm looking to focus my energies in other areas. And one of those areas is pursuing my family Waitangi claim. That is an area that, you know, that I have strong feelings about. And I think that'll probably be my driver for the next, a few years. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Can I ask how old you are, Lou?
Me, I'm actually in my 70s. I'm just touching 70.
Just touching 70. Have you spent much time overseas?
Only on occasional golf excursions with my Pākehā friends. I belong to one of the local golf clubs for about 2 decades.
Do you think you and your wife might head overseas again now? You might take your wife overseas, perhaps? You got any travel plans?
Not really. I have 2 adult children living in Western Australia. They've been waiting for 2 years for either one of us or both of us to come and visit them.
Might be a good time to go now, Lou.
No, my wife is a homebody. I can't even get her out of Tauranga. So I don't think I'll get her on a plane. That's the reality of things. So, no, but we don't have great plans to travel. We're a couple. We're most comfortable living in Tauranga. We feel we have everything we need right here on our doorstep. We don't need to go anywhere.
New car, maybe, Lou?
That will come. I need a new car. But
what are you driving at the moment? What are you driving at the moment?
Just under year 2000 RVR.
Right.
But I tell you, I love my car because it's made for my stature. I've had 2 hip operations, I suppose, in the last 5 years. And I still practice getting in and out of the car with comfort. And the car suits me. I will replace it for sure, but it'll be something similar that I can slide in and out easily enough. A sedan doesn't cut it for me.
Right.
So,
something comfy. All right. Well, Lou Tekiti, congratulations. $10 million lotto winner. Generous donations as well to charities. Whatever you choose to do, enjoy. And thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.